Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I've drank all of my tea now before we started, so that means I'm going to need a wee about 44 minutes in.
It's piss time. It's piss wagons. Welcome back to
You're
piss wagons.
You're listening to piss wagons.
You're listening to piss running down my leg as I record a podcast. Anyway, sorry, what is our actual Sugar Babes intro? I think it should be, I've been dropping so many hints, but you're still
you're not getting it.
We're just not getting it. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. I like the piss wagons better.
Whatever, Shane. Just make a quote there.
You're listening.
Just say the line. We're back, guys. Thanks. Thanks so much for joining us.
We're
once
skipping
again.
It. We're on, skipping the line. Shut up for a second, Fadila.
Why?
You're listening to Bandwagons. Talk.
I preferred when he said piss wagons. When,
so
when are we doing the episode? When are we doing the episode on Your Nation? Pissing. Is that a bandwagon? Do you reckon we could do a full episode on public urination?
Yeah. Someone said the other day we could probably do a full episode on the pill, the female contraceptive pill.
We could.
We probably could.
That's a good idea. Sure, we still need to do periods part two.
Yeah.
We just do one on contraception in general.
You said that like, sure, we obviously need to do periods part two.
We do. People like that. It's funny.
People did like that.
You saw In the Heights recently, didn't you? Do you want to talk
in
about that?
In the Heights, I did not go.
Oh, I thought you did. Why didn't you go?
Si cantando por amigo. I don't know. I made up those lyrics. I don't know if that's Spanish.
Cultural appropriation. Here we go. Let's kick the podcast off with a scandal. Why didn't you go?
I just didn't feel like it. I was busy.
Oh yeah, fair. My housemate tried to go to The Conjuring the other night and they couldn't. It was sold out.
Oh shit. My brother went to A Quiet Place too, and I made a point of scaring him when he got home. He was shitting his pants.
Oh, Quiet Place 2 is so good. We talked about it on the Patreon if you want to listen to us talk about that.
I do want to go see In the Heights. I'm just looking for someone to go with me. Please.
In the Heights. Robin has a review up if you want to read that before we... do want to see it as well. I just...
Did she say it was good?
To check that out. I could tell.
The ads are making it look really dog shit. I'll be honest.
Do you reckon?
I like the musical. I know the musical. And the ads tell me nothing. I have no idea what
I thought that was you all over. I thought that was a horny Breed Brown trailer. I thought you'd be getting hurt on looking at them
the
singing in all the colour.
What's the plot?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't have a clue about the plot, only that I've had to Google it like extensively for like other work things.
I was like, Quiva, will you come see In the Heights with me? And she was like, yeah.
I've been dropping so many hints and you're just not getting it.
And she
the
was like,
In the Heights trailer to you.
Yeah, literally. And she was like, what's it about? And I was like, as she asked me, I was like, I have no idea. And I've been singing these songs for years. I was like, it's about people who live in Washington Heights. The Latin community in Washington Heights.
They fantasize about winning the lottery, and it's basically like all these people in Washington Heights think about what they would do if they won.
Oh, class. Oh, that sounds really good.
I thought you knew everything about this. That's why you wanted to go.
No, I know. The song called Breathe is... Breathe loves Breathe. Breathe stands breathing. It Won't Be Long Now is a good one as well.
You know, when and if you get pregnant, you should start a separate Instagram account.
Called
Breathe.
I'm not getting pregnant.
No, but I said when and if.
Yeah.
I don't mean right now. I mean eventually, like if you want to. If you don't, that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, you didn't even hear me. I said you should start a pregnancy account called Breed Brown.
Yeah, I wanted to
change. But it's like breed as in to breed.
I asked you before if I should change my Instagram handle to Just Keep Breeding when Ariana Grande came out with that song. And you were like, absolutely not.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had a change of heart. You know, I've had some time to
We
think.
Don't do enough of my name as a pun, I think, as a nation.
I think, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Once a week someone sends me that meme where it's like, selling cheap because of misspelling or whatever, and it's that bird pot that says breed on it. Did you ever see that?
No, I've never seen it. Will you send it to me?
Yeah.
Someone asked on Patreon or like what other content they'd want, and they said about like recommendations of like places to eat and drink in Dublin. So this is my weekly or monthly reminder.
I can never
Sprezzatura.
Oh yeah.
Slaps. Also, but if anyone's looking for like, if anyone's in Dublin. But someone should start like a Cork and other city equivalent. I think it's Last Minute Table Dublin. Let me get the Instagram account name so that I'm correct on it. But basically like she posts like when people message her and they're like, hey, I've just cancelled a table in X. And then you know like, and you can go book then if you're struggling to book anywhere. Just oh, but Sprezzatura cool. continues to be the best in the biz. I would say the best restaurant in Dublin, I'm going to say it. Yeah, it's Last Minute Table Dublin on Instagram.
I have never gone to Sprez. Would you bring me soon?
I cannot believe that. Yeah, I'll book again. I'm booked in again in like a week and a half. I want to try other shit.
We'll bring Shane. We'll bring our audio monkey.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, so you know when people talk about like content planning and stuff? And
oh, this,
I think to this podcast and I'm like, but we don't really do a lot of that. So Brie texted me last night and I was very gargled and she was like,
you were very gargled.
I wasn't like very gargled, but I'd had
a beverage.
Two large pints at this point.
I haven't been gargled in so long. I'm so jealous.
I was mad on the pints. I'm a bit of a pint legend again. She's on it again, boys and girls.
Knocking out.
Halfway house, great for the pints. What was I going to say? Sorry, yeah, but you texted me and you were like, what will we do tomorrow? And I was like, nothing's massively springing to mind. Sometimes we're very prepared. Sometimes it's very obvious what we'll do. And then other times we've either covered the thing that's like trending or there's nothing trending, right? So Brie turns to me and she's like, we do the Sugar Babes. And I thought you were just saying this kind of like unprompted. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, sure. But as it turns out, they are potentially releasing new music tomorrow, as far as I'm aware. I think it's the 22nd.
That's literally
dropping tomorrow.
Yeah, I went on Twitter and they had like a promo thing up and I thought it was a thing that maybe people were talking about. So.
Well, I think people had been talking about them as well because it's the 20th anniversary of Overload, which is their first album. Mm-hmm. But that's not where I got into them. Like, I didn't even know Siobhan... Donaghy. I didn't even know she was in the band until like, well, not very recently, but like I always thought like the original iteration of Sugar Babes was Heidi, Mucha, Keisha.
Yeah. They are the most famous lineup.
Yeah. What was your first, what's your first memory of Sugar Babes, if you have one?
Oh, if we shouldn't have memories of these things, but...
I have a memory. I know what mine is.
Oh, okay. I just, like, when I think of Sugar Babes, I think of about... Was it About You? Push the Button, maybe? About You Now being, like...
Surely it was Push the Button.
I don't think it was, like, my first memory of them, just but the memory I have in my head is, like, driving into town from my house and About You Now blaring on the radio. But, like, it's not, like... I think it was just... I was just very into that song. That's what I associate with.
I remember watching the, not necessarily them perform, but like I remember watching the video for Round Round on
Round, baby.
Like CD UK or something or one of those shows.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh my, these girls are dirty. These girls are dirty girls because I was still only like a child. And I was like, these girls are, You know what I mean?
I didn't understand until today what they were really singing about.
Well, so, okay, sorry. I didn't immediately think, oh, these are dirty girls. But like they were a bit grungy. They weren't like girl band in my head in the way that kind of like...
Dirty
Face I think
Angels.
They marketed Girls Aloud. Yeah, I think they marketed Girls Aloud and like Atomic Kitten as way more like, feminine girls. And Sugar Babes are like, that's the vibe I got. And then I remember hearing Hole in the Head and they were like swearing and everything. I was like, oh, Jesus. And them going on about, bet you never thought I'd get out of bed. I was like, oh my God, I've never heard such heinous lyrics. But love them,
really making sense to me now.
They have a great band.
I'm such a dumb child.
Talk to me about the original lineup then, though. So, like, and how they started. Because, again, like, none of this registers with me. Like, I only recognize that second album or kind of their, like, real breakthrough. Because a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, it was Overload, which was, like, I suppose their introduction, but their real kind of commercial mainstream breakthrough didn't come until the next record.
Yeah. So, as you said, founding members of Sugar Babes, British girl group, obviously. Founding members were Keisha Buchanan, Mutia Buena.
No, Keisha Buchanan.
Buchanan, what did I say?
Yeah, Buchanan.
It's spelled like Buchanan.
No, it's like, Buchanan, hang on.
Yeah, no, it is. No, it's spelled, but like it's B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N.
It's not spelled. Anyway,
how do you spell Buchanan?
The way you're saying it, B-O-O-Cannon.
Buchanan. I think it's similar. Sorry, Buchanan.
Buchanan, yeah. Keisha Buchanan. Mucha Buena.
And Siobhan Donaghy. Formed in 1998 by All Saints manager Ron Tom, who sounds like he could be...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like a cat in the musical Cats, Ron Tom.
Yeah.
Never in the history
Colin's gonna
of pop...
Colin's going
to
love this.
What?
He loves the All Saints connection. We'll need to do an All Saints episode at some point, will we?
Who's going
to
love this?
They had a lot of drama around them. Colin, the artist formerly known as Dove Songs.
Yeah. Never in the history of pop has such a high-profile girl group had as many lineup changes as the Sugar Babes. Their career spanned over 13 years with 4 different incarnations. They achieved 5 top 10 albums and 18 top 10 singles, including 6 number ones. But by 2011,
iconic, like.
But by 2011, they had regenerated One Too Many Times and were left with no original members.
I think it's a shame because I think the narrative of them, the changing and like the kind of, it was like they were a girl group and they all hated each other and the fighting and everything else, it kind of overshadowed like that they were really good. But okay, I also think there needs to be a lot of room for discussion about like some of the fighting and like the shit that went on.
So my question is, and I was going to keep this till later, but were they,
you can't hold your piss, so.
Objectively, were they good? Were they a good band, or were they just kind of
famous
for being like changed up so many times, like because that was their like USP, that it was like
I don't think they were as like, if you were to look at,
were they were
Girls Aloud, for example, like as like consistently good. I think they had like a really strong start, kind of built on that momentum, and then once kind of the later lineup changes started happening, like you could definitely be like, yeah, the songs weren't as good.
Yeah,
definitely.
Were their number one songs even that good? Is my question.
Why? Like, why did you suggest doing the Sugar Babes when you
honestly
hated
I just thought
you
came it would onto
please
this, you
an agenda.
You
came onto this episode with agenda.
I have no opinion on the Sugar Babes either way. And I, before today, I've like, oh, even now, I'm still calling them the Sugar Babes. That's how much I knew about the Sugar Babes.
The Sugar Babes.
Sugar Babes. There's no
the
R.
Sugar Babies. Yeah, there's no R. Yeah, I'm mocking you though.
I'm
saying
sorry.
Sugar Babes.
Yeah. So my
I'm
question.
Sugar Babes.
Is,
I'm
like,
from Gory.
Do you know when you listen back to like the Spice Girls, like all their hits, you're like, yeah, these like are well written, good songs. Like it, like. I understand why people like thought they were iconic.
I'm really not trying to be bad, right? But can you really use Spice Girls as an example as like the bastion of like incredible songwriting?
No, I don't think so. No, but their songs were catchy. The songs are catchy and they were like bops. Like Little Mix, probably the best girl band ever when you compare them to these old girl groups. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what?
Like, the
okay,
sugar
well
rays,
then...
absolutely. About You Now, Push the Button, absolute bops. But like, Holding the Head, like, it's all just very flat and like
ooh,
a little bit
boy,
shit.
Ooh, boy, miss me like a hole in the head because
anyway,
I do.
That was my question.
Like, it wouldn't be... Well, I think so. Okay, well, if we're to even look at like their most, their best-selling songs or whatever, like the official charts up here. So we have Overload, A Good Song, probably not my fave because I just don't think it was...
That's the one about the train.
...of my time. What?
Is it the one about the train?
I don't think so. I don't know what you're talking about, I'm going to be honest.
What's the one about the train?
Are you a train comes, I don't know its destination.
Yes.
Could be, yeah. God, I'm dead.
One way ticket. But they sing everything like,
not
a one way ticket for the... It's all so flat and like, just shit.
I don't know. But I think that's kind of why it was like, that's what I'm saying. It was like kind of grungier.
Like
they were like...
Yeah. They didn't really want to be doing it.
Freak Like Me is a fucking tune. Because I'ma be a freak until the day. Until the dawn.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na. That's good. Okay, yeah. What else?
About You Now
round,
is
round, tune. Stronger. I'm getting stronger. Good ballad.
Ugly.
Not a lot of girl groups can do. They're, because people are all the same.
That's a bop. That's
and we
my favorite.
Only get judged by what we do. I don't remember Shape. I don't remember Soul Sound. Too Lost in You. Baby, I'm too lost in you.
You're too enthusiastic.
You're very flat.
You're too enthusiastic. You're too flatter.
Everything about you is so deep. I can... In the Middle?
Stuck in the middle.
I know that song, but I can't hear it in my head. It went to number 8. Ugly only went to number 3. Push the Button. If you're ready for me, boy, you better
that was
push
good, yeah.
the button and let me know before I... Red Drex, underrated. But I think that is where, like, the quality and everything started, like, dipping.
Yeah,
that's when, because they originally recorded it. Who left at that point?
Much,
I think. And Amel came in and Amel re-recorded Red Drex. Because I'm cooler than the red dress. I like it. Red Dress went to 4. Follow Me Home. Do not remember that. Do you know what I love? And it came on up on my gym playlist the other day. Very underrated. Stands the test of time. Great chorus. Easy.
Oh, I don't... go on, hum a few bars.
Anything that you want, boy. No, I got it. Time that you need. And no, I got it. And whenever you're gone, boy. You do know. Do you know it's like, come on, baby, I'll make it easy.
I have no idea.
Come on, honey.
Do you know what song I was listening to when
I... Make it easy for you.
What song I was listening to when I crashed my car the other day?
What? You got a crash car. I got a ticket to a crash car. Maybe we can make it easy.
No, Boss by Fifth Harmony. And I was like crying on the phone to my mom and it was still playing. I was like, turn it off.
Christ. Jesus. Reed is fine, by the way.
I barely hit the wall. It was fine.
I thought you were about to be like, I barely made it out alive. I was like, Reed, don't exaggerate.
No, I was like,
of all the... That's, I would say that's in at least the top 10 worst songs to crash your car to. Michelle Obama, purse so heavy again, no bread dollars, and you're just bawling, crying.
Literally, that's exactly when
what
we're
halfway across the field.
No, do you know what's the worst song ever to crash it? One of my brothers flipped his car to the Glee soundtrack. And it
that's
was
number one, actually.
It was Like a Prayer, the Glee version was playing when he came to upside down in his jeans.
No, I will say, worse than that, I would say Matthew Morrison doing the Thong song.
Yeah.
You'd want to be like, R.I.P. Yeah. at that point.
Or Samantha Mumba, Body to Body. That's not the song you want to hear when you're driving your car.
Yeah, fair, yeah.
What I talk about...
Anyway, sorry. Do you remember they did the song with Girls Aloud? Oh, it was a cover. It was a comic relief. Walk this way.
Yes. Iconic. Loved that.
About You Now went to number one. Then we have Change, underrated in my opinion. Denial, underrated. Girls, terrible. Get Sexy, terrible. About a Girl, underrated. Where My Kiss, terrible.
Yeah.
What team are you sensing?
It's all about like just being a girl and kissing boys.
And being sexy, yeah. That's why I like them, I think.
Yeah, we're in that phase of our life.
They're just horny. They're horny women. And me as an 8-year-old, I was like, I can relate to this. I'm a horny woman too. I was not. Okay. What were you going to say to me anyway? What are you talking
about? I have some like, where are they now? Is about the original members.
Okay.
So Siobhan Donaghy, as we mentioned, was the redheaded original Sugar Babe, was the first to leave the band back in 2001. Legend spoke of her escaping the group through a bathroom window during a press conference. But sadly for fans of pop gossip, Siobhan later denied that. It was all rumour. I got all this from digitalspy.com, I think.
She went and did like her own solo bits then, didn't she?
Yeah, so
she said, varying degrees of success.
She came out and said later that she was actually suffering from clinical depression during the time, and that's why she had to leave. But then she threw herself into solo projects to overcome it, and it resulted in two albums. In 2003, she released Revolution in Me, and in 2007, Ghosts. The latter,
I think,
going
that Ghosts album
most,
is actually supposed to be very good.
Yeah, it said going down as one of the most underrated pop gems of the noughties. She regards it as her best work and said she won't ever do any more solo projects because she sees it as her peak. And after years of saying she wouldn't reform with the Sugar Babes, she left her office job at Storm Models in 2012 to become part of MKS with Mutya and Keisha. And they released Flatline.
Great song. Underrated.
Wasn't the commercial comeback
Hang
everyone had
hoped for. Great harmonies. Yeah, it was disappointing that they didn't get the love that they deserved, I think. But great that they're back together now, I think. I think that's what they needed. They need to come back under the Sugar Babes moniker.
For people to actually give
like
them
any. The common theme that will come up as we continue to talk about them is like everyone's like varying, like deteriorating mental health. Like I really question the team behind them and like who was in charge of them, because it just seemed like they did not care. And it seemed like they were worked incredibly hard and just kind of never got any rest, and they were very much like seen as a product and not as people in a band, you know, that kind of a way.
I still don't feel like we're fully there yet with that, with how people treat pop stars and girl groups in particular like that. Like we saw it with One Direction, we see it with Little Mix. Like they're just worked to the bone. Like it's just all about monetizing absolutely every part of them and working them until they're ready to drop or have to leave or disband or whatever.
Well, yeah, if you think of that touring and release schedule that both Little Mix and, well, Little Mix to a degree, but especially at the start, but One Direction were like, it was an album a year and you toured that year and then you had another album next year and a tour to support that. Like it was like,
non-stop.
You had to make we need to capitalize on this, we need to do this, whatever, blah blah. It's very like very sad.
Yeah.
And not normal and not healthy.
No, I don't think we're there yet. Then we have Mutya Buena. She was the second original babe.
Mutya was always my favourite.
Yeah, to leave the fold, parting with the group in December 2005. She went on to have some decent chart success as a soloist with her infectious jam Real Girl peaking at number 2 and Song from Mutya at number 8 in 2007. What does Song from Mutya go like again? I know I like it.
Don't panic, don't act dramatic. It's a surefire way to ruin my day.
Pop. The Scissor Sisters? No.
No, Groove Armada.
Her debut album, Real Girl, also made the top 10 in the UK, but for whatever reason, she didn't want to release a second record. Instead, she started training to become a psychologist for children. But first, reality TV fame came with her 2009 stint in the Celebrity Big Brother house alongside, can you name the three other people that were in it that year with her?
That are like in music?
Famous names. Celebrity Big Brother.
Give me a hint, because I don't actually really remember her stint on it.
A rapper.
Coolio.
A former British TV presenter that has a weird name. You have a
Rice. No, it's not Rice. It's
Blonde.
Ivanka.
Ulrika Johnson.
And Ulrika! fuck's sake. Anyway, right.
And Vern Troyer.
Oh, we're all on it.
Yeah, I was going to say he's dead now, but I couldn't remember if he actually was or not. And I've been much about people lately. She also
She left, though. She walked.
Like last year, didn't she?
Yeah, I didn't realise she did that. I don't watch Celebs Go Dating. I just don't care.
She then obviously reunited with the original Sugar Babes lineup to form MKS in 2012, but that wasn't before she achieved a minor victory in the courts. As of 2011, Mutya won back the rights to the Sugar Babes name, but only on paper and cardboard goods. And then on Digital Supply, they said, "We're still waiting for her range of Sugar Babes paper plates and napkins, if we're being totally honest with you." What are you
Yeah, there was some, like, there was some big, like, because I think the lineup at the time, and I think that would have been Amel Heidi. I'm not sure if Keisha was still in it at this point. But yeah, like they protested against it, basically being like Sugar Babes isn't just Jade. One person. Like it's a, it might, I don't know if it was Jade. It could have been, I don't know. But they were kind of like, it's not just one person. It's like a
State
partnership. And I think then like they all kind of met up then and they had this kind of like tearful reunion and like put everything aside. It's just the in between is just all so messy.
Yeah.
I liked someone much as solo stuff. You know, yeah. She's like, "I never pretend to be something I'm not. You got what you
real
see,
girl,
you see
it?
What I got. We live in a real world. I'm not a little girl." It's good.
Yeah.
What does that sample? Hang on. But I think it was her, the rest of the singles didn't do that well. So I think that's why.
She didn't do a second album.
That's why she didn't do another record.
She set up.
So like, oh, she collabed with Amy Winehouse on that record as well.
She set up her own agency in 2017 called Colour of Music with a Q and released new music to her Insta.
Great stuff.
Then Keisha, I keep going to say Buchanan. I don't know why my brain is doing that. London girl Keisha, the longest serving Sugar Babe, had survived three incarnations of the revolving girl group lineup. She was sensationally ousted in September 2009. Despite having pretty much recorded the majority of the group's seventh studio album, Sweet Seven. Shortly after she
Yeah, this is the one with that's the one with Where My Kiss and About a Girl.
Oh yeah. Shortly after she featured on Jay Sean's album All or Nothing before starting work on her own studio record. However, despite an industry showcase, blah blah blah, Keisha's solo material never really came to fruition. She later left her deal at Island Records to form MKS with Siobhan and Mutya. And then I have a little bit on Heidi. Because Heidi is the one, like, obviously the one that we all remember. Siobhan was there, but no one really remembers her. So Scouse singer Heidi Range joined Sugar Babes in 2001, replacing Siobhan Donaghy. She enjoyed the girl group's biggest chart successes throughout the noughties, featuring on six of their seven studio albums. However, after their final single, Freedom, was released as a free digital download on Amazon in 2011. That is the saddest sentence I've ever read.
Christ.
The group basically split without any official confirmation or announcement. Heidi quickly moved on to competing at ITV's Dancing on Ice the following year and Celebrity MasterChef. But the most ridiculous post-Sugar Babes rumour to surface for Heidi was when tabloid reports claimed she would be replacing Victoria Beckham as part of a new reunion tour with the Spice Girls. Of course, the Spice Girls denied it and Heidi tweeted, "Ah, and there was me getting all ready to be a Sugar Spice, ha ha." More recently though, she took on the role of Beth in the West End musical The War of the Worlds alongside, I'll give you three guesses for a white male singer-songwriter.
English?
Yes, I think so. No.
White male singer-songwriter.
I'm going to say he's English.
Gareth Bates.
No.
Will Young.
No.
Fuck, that's two gone. Matt Willis.
No. Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh! If I had two more guesses, I think I would have gotten
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have been surprised.
Oh! Rage.
Do you want to know which Sugar Babe you are?
Yes, I do. But can I share two mildly mind-blowing kind of joining the dots?
Yes.
Bandwagons, facts about Heidi Range that I did not realise.
Yes.
An original member of Atomic Kitten.
I feel like part of my brain knew that, but that would be lying.
She left before they released anything, but like she
okay,
was.
Well, then I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like it wouldn't be that common knowledge. She also auditioned for a part in the group Scooch.
What the hell is Scooch?
They did Flying the Flag for Eurovision, and I kept calling them fast food rockers on the Eurovision episode. Yeah, yeah. I need to, Shane, remind me to record an addendum for that episode. I can't let that have, with that mistake hanging over me. It haunts me.
The beauty of podcasting, it lives there forever. Scooch is the worst name for a band I've ever heard in my life.
She was rejected because she was too young.
What date of birth did I give?
Let's find out what Sugar Babe I am.
Okay.
I need to know.
So this is a Daily Edge quiz. You did not write it though, I checked.
Oh, rage on.
Okay, question one. How long do you usually stay at parties? Your options are, I only ever drop by to be polite, show my face, usually just have a drink or two. The average amount of time, I never outstay my welcome. I'm there till the very end, after sesh, don't mind if I do. I'll leave once everyone else starts leaving, about whatever time that a nightclub will close at. These could all vary for you depending on what mood you're in.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I would say more often than not, it's probably like the average amount of time.
Yeah. Okay. Are you a fan
of
the Sugar Babes?
Like, you know?
Yes, very much so. They're grand.
Yes, very much so.
Not really. I actually despise them.
okay. Yes, very much so.
Have you ever listened to Mucha, Keisha, Siobhan, the band set up by the founding members? Yes or
yes.
No?
Yes.
Pick a payday treat. A takeaway, a rake of pints, a new pair of runners, new makeup or skincare.
New makeup or skincare.
Yeah. Other than Sugar Babes, which girl group do you like most? Fifth Harmony, Little Mix, Destiny's Child, or the Pussycat Dolls?
Little Mix.
Would you consider yourself a quitter? yeah, at the first sign of difficulty, I'm out. I don't like to waste my time. I usually try to stick things for a while, but if they're not working out, I'll eventually get fed up. I can definitely commit to something longer than most people, but I know when enough is enough, or I have to finish everything until the bitter end.
I love quitting things, so whichever one applies to that.
Would you stick it for a while?
Or I'm not. Yeah.
Stick it for a while or at the first sign of difficulty?
Yeah.
Okay, there are different answers, but I'll just go with that one. If you could choose to be famous for one thing, what would you choose? I'd like to be a model. I'd like to be a singer-performer. I'd like to be a professional sports star. I'd like to be an actor.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Singer, performer.
Yeah, I don't know why you're thinking about that. Were you going to be a sports star?
I don't know either, yeah.
Favourite Sugar Babe
you wanna
single?
You want to be a model?
Favourite Sugar Babe single? Overload, Freak Like Me, Hole in the Head, or About You Now?
It's not their best, but my favourite would be probably About You Now. Out of them.
It is their best. Congrats, you're mucha buena. You were in the original.
Yes!
And best Sugar Babes lineup. Congrats.
Oh, woo!
Do you know who wrote this quiz?
Who?
Yes. Friend of the pod.
Louise McSharry.
No, for Daily Edge.
Oh. Who's Kelly. Our other friend? Oh, Kelly, sorry. God, Kelly's going to fucking
shout out Kelly Early.
Shout out Kelly Early.
What a fantastic quiz.
Great quiz. And I got the person that I wanted to be, so. I miss writing quizzes, fuck's sake. What a great job. Did you do it to see who you were?
No. Should I?
Fair, yeah.
No, I'm bored.
Fair, yeah. So what did you know of their split? So you spoke about like Heidi there, whatever, I suppose. Do you know what happened when like Amel came in?
No.
And who Amel is? Like,
honestly, I don't know a whole lot about the Sugar Babes. I think I was too young to really care about them breaking up or anything like that. I know Amel. I knew her name and I know her face from like MTV. But beyond that, I have no idea.
Yeah, so Amel, who I think we talked about on the Tinch of Strider episode, which is on our Patreon. She is Amel Berba, English singer-songwriter. She replaced Mucha in 2005. This fact kind of blew my mind, kind of didn't, because I knew it. She's the only member of the Sugar Babes to achieve a number one single outside of the group, but with that fucking Tinch of Strider song, Never Leave You.
What does that go like?
Whoa, whoa, and I will never leave ya. I've been around the world, I've seen so many places. Training the last part, so how to make it.
Deserved kiss. I mean,
debatable. So she got her start like in 2003. She won Top of the Pops magazine's Star Search. Gave her the chance to be the lead singer of a new group and had performed at Party in the Park. Mucha left in 2005. She was brought in as a replacement by the group's management. They'd seen her perform at like showcases and stuff. And so basically she recorded demos of like songs that Keisha had already done. So you can hear two versions of, not Keisha, Mucha. You can hear two versions of Red Dress. I'm pretty sure they're both on YouTube. And they had to re-release that album Taller in more ways because obviously she joined or whatever. What else? She did Walk This Way, the comic relief single that they did with Girls Aloud.
You Want to Talk This Way.
2007, she was arrested over allegations that she'd assaulted a girl on the dance floor in a club. No charges were brought.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, we can't like About You Now anymore because Dr. Luke produced it. I'm just after learning that. Oh, that's annoying. She was credited with co-writing five songs on that album, which was Change. That was the album that About You Now was on. She was arrested again in 2008. She was flat out getting arrested. Apparently she wasn't even in town at the time. That's why. And then the following album was Catfights and Spotlights. But I think Mucha and Siobhan left because of like their own personal like reasons, mental health, everything, yada yada yada. Where the issues I think really started coming to a head is when Amel came in. So like they did that album Catfights and Spotlights, but like Cat commercially it didn't really do that
like
well.
Our joint memoir is going to be called.
Yeah, and I think it was them trying to be like, ha, like we're self aware, but it was also like things were only getting worse amongst them. You know, that kind of a way.
Yeah.
They'd started working on Sweet Seven. They'd signed to Rock Nation for the US. And she had just done Never Leave You by Tinch of Strider. So I don't know, was there a thing of like she was getting too big for her boots or whatever? It was like she was enjoying the success and like they were annoyed about it.
Yeah.
So then there was like loads of rumors that they were in the middle of like filming About a Girl. And there was loads of rumors that she had left. She was like missing promotional engagements and stuff. But it was actually Keisha that had left and she was replaced by Jade Ewan, who I feel bad for. I feel bad and I don't feel bad because I feel like she's very talented and like she looked great in the band and I would have liked her to have had a proper pop star moment, but I just don't think she could because of...
She didn't like, get very long either. Like she only got only there a week.
But this is the thing. So like Amel and Heidi... Butcher and quit because she was having issues with Amel and Heidi, and then Heidi and Amel were saying that they wanted to quit but their management wouldn't let them and retained them and basically just got rid of Keisha. And kind of the narrative that's always been around Keisha was that she was a bully, she was the one causing all the issues, like she had to leave. But then like you and Amel had to check in for like nervous exhaustion, like still around this time of all this promo for Sweet Seven, and then it only ended up like going to number 14. Didn't really go anywhere in America, which was kind of always the plan. I think she did some solo bits, but nothing major. Like she'd said she'd finished the solo album in 2013. And I think she released a single called Summertime, which I'm not familiar with, in 2014. And she has also since been on the BBC celebrity gymnastics show, Tumble, and Celebrity MasterChef.
I've never heard of that.
But she was also, she's also gone to the theatre. She was in Club Tropicana in 2019. There's a really good long read in the independent.co.uk that kind of looks back on their last album as it turned 10 and kind of looked at how and why things like got so bad, and basically said it was like 2009, like this writer, let me get the writer's name because it's good, Adam White, he refers to ML as a dry run Rita Ora, which is the rudest thing I've ever written, but it's so true at the same time. It's so true. She was replaced by Amel Berba, a sort of Rita Ora dry run with right snarl and vocal scratchiness for the band, but who would always struggle to find her own place in it. The bops kept coming though. Berba was there for a number of Sugar Babes classics despite her late arrival, among them signature hits About You Now and Red Dress. Then 2009 happened. The infighting that had always dominated the group's press coverage suddenly became genuinely toxic, with reports emerging that Berba had quit the group after a fallout with Butchanan. Additional reports claimed that Range had threatened to walk as well. And this is where it was like decided that like Keisha would leave and the rest of them would stay. And it was like they had to, because Jade was in Eurovision at the time. She represented the UK. She did a song called My Time. Not the worst. It's very British. It's very like, I think it was Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of like shoved her in, like shunted her in. They did the video. They did the About a Girl video. And they were kind of talking about it in promotional things. They were like, yeah, like we bonded over slapping each other's arses and stuff while we rehearsed the choreography. But then Heidi came out in an interview later with the Mirror basically saying none of us were happy, Keisha included. It was a difficult situation. The last time I saw Keisha was terrible. We didn't speak. I've sent her a message, but she's not talking to me. She doesn't want to know. It's been years together with the band and it's really hard, really hard. Everyone's nicknamed me Tiny Tears because I'm constantly bursting into tears. She kind of talked about how Jade coming in felt like a second chance. But she basically just said like they tried everything, but they couldn't keep it going with her, even though like they really wanted to. And it wasn't necessarily like her fault. It was just
the fans just didn't care anymore.
Yeah, there was that as well. And then you had like these kind of like the fandom like being split up as well. Like, because obviously it's like, you even see it in modern day with like Jessie and Little Mix, I think to a lesser extent, because I think people have learned and people have copped on and stuff to a degree. Like you're always going to get fucking weirdos. But like Jade never stood a chance with that, with respect to that. You know what I mean? Mm. Keisha, Mucha and Siobhan, when they got together as MKS, they did an interview with The Guardian where they said like management were also kind of like fueling like scraps between them. Like they'd whisper to one of them and be like, you should go solo. And then they'd whisper to another one and be like, oh, so-and-so doesn't like you. Like,
why? To what end?
So demented, like, just.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like really sad. And like even Keisha's spoken out since about how like it was kind of like there was always like a racist narrative against her as well, because it was like, of course she was the bully because she was black and all of this shit. She said it like she did an interview with NME, I think it was last year, but she basically said what did a lot of damage to me mentally and things I still have to deal with to this day is that perception led into the way I dealt with business and people as I got older, and I became a complete walkover. I never talked about my experiences of being surrounded in toilets by girls who just wanted to fight me. In other Sugar Babes lineups, not this one, so like the current, the original, so like her, Siobhan and Mucha, she said, in other Sugar Babes lineups, not this one, writing splits were an issue. And when I said, but I wrote more on this song, I'd be accused of being a bully. That was hard for me. And Siobhan has kind of said that she observed like Keisha being treated differently. And she's only kind of recognizing now that it was like, it was because obviously sometimes you just can't fucking see beyond yourself when you're white and everything else. And you're kind of in this group together. She was just like, she sees now that it was fully racism. Keisha's in that. Have you watched that Leanne Pinnock documentary on race that
yet.
She did?
Not
I need
yet.
To watch that.
It's on the iPlayer, is it?
Yes. I'm sure you can get it otherwise as well. Around the time of the with the kind of Black Lives Matter resurgence as well. I hate describing it as that, but anyway, she kind of spoke out as well and said that she used to think racism was when someone directly looked at you and called you a racist word. I didn't realize that there are so many different ways that a person or people can be racist or prejudiced. I never felt for one second that my skin was a hindrance. The Sugar Babes were never put together. Nothing was ever pushed or forced. I never felt like I'm here because I'm a black girl. I never thought in a million years that by pursuing my dreams, it would ultimately change who I was as a person. It was like, but even like, there's this article from The Guardian when she was sacked. And it was just like, but it was like everyone thought it was going to be a male. Like a male really seemed to be like not. Like there's this quote from Keisha that she did with News of the World, but it's in The Guardian where she said, a male wants to do things on her own for good. I'm crying about it. But apparently like they, like they're describing Keisha as being like cold, and like her and Jade were supposedly friends when they brought Jade in, and she was like, she was asked by Dan Wooten at the time before she left, I think, about whether Jade was joining, and she was like, it's not true, it's completely false, there's no way. So it kind of seems like, I don't know what the word is, I don't want to say blindsided, but it definitely seems like she clearly had no idea that there was issues, you know, that kind of a way.
Yeah.
This was her statement to leave on Twitter. I'm sad to say that I am no longer a part of the Sugar Babes, although it was not my choice to leave. It's time to enter a new chapter in my life. I would like to say that there were no arguments, bullying, or anything of the sort that led to this. Sometimes a breakdown in communication and a lack of trust can result in many different things. She was only 24 when they ended. I've been for 11 years. Oh no, hardly. That's not.
She'd be 13. She'd be 13. Get a grip. No.
I've been in this man for 11 years and I've achieved so much. I have a great family and friends who are buying me 100%. And at the age of 24, I'm now going out into this world on my own. She could have been.
What the F? Hang on. Keisha.
Maybe check that. I could be flat out, yeah, telling lies. I'll start talking about Jade then. Jade kind of hasn't been up to a massive amount since.
No, she's 36 now.
Okay, yeah, so that was, hang on, when was that Guardian article? 2009, I think. This article is more than 11 years old. Yeah, 2009.
How do they have a 13-year-old in the Sugar Babes?
I don't know. Hang on. Something bad to make them feel great. I can't even figure out the maths on that. Let's just talk about Jade.
No, I
maybe
can't.
I'm
my
wrong.
Brain is like, no way, man.
So Jade, as I mentioned, she represented Eurovision in 2009. And she finished in fifth place. She was the most successful British Eurovision act since 2002. And I'm pretty sure she's still old. Like, it's a good ballad, but it's very, like...
It's a ballad.
It's a ballad, like, it's all-in-your-face ballad.
Yeah.
So she did that. But I think it was, like, a TV show. You know, like, it was one of those... what's the... You know, like, those... they do, like... Like those competitions where you...
How do you solve a problem
your
like
one?
Maria?
Yes.
Can you dream
one like
too?
What was I'm after... Sorry, I'm after finding the most... Your mind is going to fucking blow.
Those TV shows were my wet dream. Like they were so good.
You loved them.
What was the Oliver one? The Nancy one? I fucking loved that.
Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That was Annie Dream Blue. And then the Somewhere Over the Rainbow where they'd all have to come out and sing like, and she'd have to hand back the shoes. It was fucking ruthless.
Who was that? Who was that in it? Stephanie. Who's your one Stephanie that was in it?
Stephanie, yeah. Stephanie.
Anyway, sorry. So Jade did like, was born in London, did loads of bits. She kind of had bitty parts as like a young person in The Bill, Casualty, The Ghost Hunter. She did an open audition for The Lion King on the West End, I think, and was offered the part of young Nala.
Oh, class.
You're never going to believe this, right? Early career. She was in a music video for a boy band's debut single. What was the boy band?
NSYNC.
No. Backstreet English.
Boys. Oh, fuck.
We went to see them.
The Wanted?
No.
The Vamps.
No.
We've Older. Seen a lot of bands. One Direction. No.
No. You never get this. No. Westlife are Irish.
A UK band that we have gone to see.
It was Busted. It's What I Go to School For. She's in the video for What I Go to School For. Look back for that if you want. She co-wrote the song a little bit for the girl group Booty Love.
Just a little bit. Not that one.
No, not that song, but anyway. Then she did Eurovision, Happy Out. Then she was drafted into Sugar Babes.
Sorry, who are we talking about now?
Jade. But she had also released a solo single the week she joined the band called My Man. And it debuted at number 35 with no promo. That's pretty good. God.
She did not need them.
This is the thing. I'm like, I think the Sugar Babes kind of ruined her. Like,
yeah.
So it was confirmed she was joining. That was 2009. She didn't meet them until 2 days before the video shoot for About a Girl. She was like flown there and hadn't been said that she was like replacing Keisha.
So she just like walked in. They're like, yeah, you're out.
God, that must be so awkward.
Yeah.
She became the face of Miss Ultimo Lingerie in 2010. Good for her. Mm. They began recording their 8th studio album in 2010, but obviously didn't go anywhere. They ended up leaving the record label. And I think she signed to Sony and released a single called Freedom, which I do not remember. But she kind of hasn't done much since. She's done a lot of stage work. She was actually in The Heights. She was Vanessa. The musical received positive reviews.
Vanessa.
In 2015, it was announced that she would play the role of Princess Jasmine in the musical Aladdin at the Prince Edward Theatre. She does look a lot like Jasmine. That was it. She was in a show called There She Goes. In 2020, that was her most recent. No, not that song. That was her you most recent credit. So, yeah, there you go.
Hope she's happy now.
Heidi is pregnant at the minute in terms of what else they're doing. Heidi's pregnant with her second child after two devastating miscarriages in 18 months. So good for her. Congrats, I thought she was still with Dave Berry, but she's not. I was obsessed with her and Dave Berry as a child.
Who's Dave
like,
Berry?
Like, they were like the ultimate celeb couple. He's like a British DJ.
Wow.
And we're expecting, so Overload turned 20 this year, so there's like an M&EK remix of the song, and there's like other kind of old reworked songs, but it also looks like they're going to be releasing new music this week, so keep an eye out for that. Yeah. I'm excited.
If you could pick any three female solo artists from the world of music for your dream Sugar Babes lineup, who would they be? Like, think big.
But they're not... Okay, but they're not already in Sugar Babes.
No, they're nothing to do with Sugar Babes. Actually, they're just can be like, a solo artist, or you can take them from other girl bands.
But your dream... Okay, Normani?
Oh, yes, bitch.
Normani, 100%.
Enough of Normani.
Who else? Normani... Jade... Ariana. From Little... Oh yeah, I need to think bigger than just groups.
No, Jade is good.
Ariana, yeah. I feel like she's just so...
And like SZA.
Yeah, that'd be good.
SZA, Normani and Ariana, that'd be sick.
Yeah. I feel like you need, or maybe like you need to spring in like a rapper there or something. Yeah, like you'd have to have a Nicki or a Doja in there, I think.
Yeah.
Because that'd be the Betty B, Bobby B. It's the army.
I think, controversially, for the least requested episode we've ever done, I think this went really well.
I also think so as well. I will just say as well. Yeah, sound off in the comments. One thing I forgot to mention as well is Siobhan had kind of talked about the mental health in the music industry as well, and kind of referenced Little Mix. Basically just said that when she left, there was no support. And that she was also kind of falsely like accused of being a bully and like portrayed as a bully, because I think that's all people kind of wanted out of like the girl band narrative.
Yeah,
you know,
someone
that kind
has
of
to
way
be the villain always.
She basically said it wouldn't have been an option to like take a break or anything because of mental health. It wouldn't have been an option back then to say that. And I'm just so happy that mental health is so widely discussed now. There's this idea you're living in a hugely glamorous life the minute you have one song out, and you must be rolling in it. So you must suck up any nasty comments because you chose that life. That attitude is changing and is seriously long overdue. So there you go. Their first album is not fucking, I think I've repeatedly called it Overload on this. The album is called One Touch, but the song is called Overload.
Yeah.
So, and that's celebrating its 20th anniversary. I got it right in the end. I really hope someone hasn't already drafted their tweet.
The nasty text. Do you want some bandwagons?
I do, yeah. Please.
You're going to have to take the first one because Love Island is back.
Love Island! It's back next week.
It's back, baby.
It's back next week.
Monday, is it?
Monday, yeah. Monday at 9 p.m. Virgin Media One. They've headed back to Spain. Laura Whitmore's hosting again. Ian Sterling's on narration duties. We've got our first look at the cast. No Irish yet. A mix of Scottish and English. We have our first Islander with a physical disability.
Oh.
And he's apparently the kind of favourite boy to win already. PE teacher, very cute. I get big, kind of Tory. I was going to say Tory, Alex. But nice energy. Yeah, but like kind of, I described him as like Hugh Grant's character in Bridget Jones's Diary. Don't ask me why, I just... And then Sharon is the favourite girl. She is a legal person, lawyer, that's the word, multilingual, and she won Miss International UK in 2018. So she is very hot. She's
an all-rounder. It kind of, like, I really don't want to fall into it. Like, I've got other plans for the summer, but I know I will. I'll be, like, bet into it because I don't want to be left out.
It's going to be so hard. It's going to be so hard not to be taken away with the wave of FOMO. But yeah.
I'll have to do it because why? Like, I just will. Visiting the Disenchanted set in Enniskerry. Everyone's at it. Have you been?
I did not care to visit. I was happy for everyone that went, but I feel like I was so overloaded with watching people visit.
I've seen it now, from TikTok.
Yeah, I've seen it. Like, I've seen it. Like, it looks really nice.
I might go.
I'm surprised you didn't go.
I think I might, maybe tomorrow, just because it's not that far away.
Yeah, fair, yeah.
But, like, I really, it's only a set, like, I don't, I think...
You better check, because I think they're closing down for filming very soon.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, like, if I don't see it, I won't be put out about it, because, like you said, I've seen it all on social media now. And then finally, it feels like every second week we have a Drag Race mini bandwagon, but I know... A lot of people that listen to this podcast overlap with the Drag Race fandom. So All Stars Season 6 is back this Thursday, I think. And they've announced today.
I keep feeling like Drag Race UK Season 3.
Yeah. Like, what the hell is going on? It's all coming. Like, it's like a, I was going to say it's a, what is it? A drought or a, what is it? A monsoon? Like, what is the phrase?
Feast or a famine.
Feast or a famine. A drought or a monsoon.
A drought or a monsoon.
But we just didn't
It does
Australia.
Feel too soon. I'm going to be honest. I've heard Australia isn't good.
Yeah,
and I
heard
just
that
don't.
Too. So I don't feel bad for not
I watching. Don't know if I can be bothered personally. Maybe
season
I will at
All-Stars.
Some point.
What are you feeling?
I will watch. Yeah, absolutely.
Jan is personally, I can't wait to see Jan and Ginger Minge. I'm a big fan of. So
yes.
I'm excited. Sonique, Kylie Sonique, I'm very excited for her to be back. It's a long time coming.
Oh, Sonique is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Who else? I've kind of forgotten. Pandora Box. Justice Eureka, for Pandora Box.
Eureka. What you call
see,
it?
See, there's a lot
Serena
of like
Cha-Cha.
There's a lot of like really big villains back for this one. Like genuinely, like, and I don't
Raja.
Say that lightly. I mean like What's genuinely kind of vaguely problematic. No, Raja's not back.
No, it's not that Raja. It's the other Raja. What was the one, the girl? It doesn't matter.
I feel like I find that hard Rational to tolerate. O'Hara. Asia O'Hara.
Yeah. No, not Asia O'Hara. It doesn't matter. I don't know who I'm thinking of. And I can't think of her name. I think it's Raja O'Hara. I don't think she'd ask
I think you'd
long.
Be right, actually. Hang on. Because that'd be the Betty Bee. Babby Bee. It's the army.
Didn't get a good narrative.
Hang on. I'm going to look at it. I'm just going to look
like
at it.
Like you
now.
Said, though, a lot of villains back. Who are probably more wise to storylines and stuff now. I feel like it's going to be very dramatic.
Are they?
They're going to be more like, they're all like in it for airtime, I feel like. So it's going to be very dramatic and probably lots of fighting. And a lot of fighting for airtime.
The promo looks are just so good. They look incredible.
Jan, baby.
Like the fire and everything is just so good.
Yeah.
Okay, who am I looking at here? Jiggly. excited Jiggy. For as well. Yara Sophia, oh, divine. Trinity K. Benet? Oh no, you are Raja O'Hara.
Yeah, that's what I said. And you said Asia.
Akira Davenport.
Akaria. I loved Akaria.
I can't remember how you fucking... There's so many of these. Not that I just don't remember them. Yeah, Raja looks fucking great. Scarlet MV looks...
It's a big mix of like very, very throwback queens with very recent queens, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go back and maybe watch, like rewatch some old seasons. Like refresh my brain.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, that's exciting. There's a lot of TV for two people who want to go out and do a lot of things this summer. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think it's fair. I wish I could have a microchip inserted into my brain that I could watch it whenever I wanted, but it also didn't mean it meant I could do
don't
like
wish
things
that.
At once.
Don't wish that on yourself. Because
come on, Elon Musk. Come on.
I don't know if we plugged this last week, but we do have t-shirts on sale, and they are for charity. Okay, good. We still have t-shirts on sale. They are gorgeous. They are stunning. They are very high quality. They're from Doon de Vale. All the proceeds are going to LGBT Ireland because it's Pride Month. Happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride.
And yeah, they're just really cute. What is, I have one that says, blame the worms. Fanuna's one says, don't be hateful.
Not to be hateful. And don't tell lies. And not Shane's to be hateful says, and don't tell lies.
Yeah, yeah. They come in black and white and they are very gorgeous.
Yeah, and variety. You can get whatever color thread you want and they go up to a 5XL and they are... incredible quality. They're just so
the
nice.
The sizing is on the bigger side as well. So,
yeah. So go like
go size down.
Yeah, size down
if you're between sizes.
Yeah, but we like to wear. I like to wear a little bit oversized. I usually go for like a nice medium because then I can like tie it up and stuff. They're very nice. They are only on sale for June. So once they're gone, they are gone. They will not be made again.
And if we see you on the street wearing one of them, you get a free hug and a light kiss on the forehead.
Maybe not in Corona times, but no, if we're all vaccinated, then
weather permitting,
you will have our endless support, weather permitting as well. Yeah, so go get them doondevail.com. That's doondevail.com. This has been Bandwagons. This podcast has been produced by Collaborative Studios. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, but only if it's nice. Follow us on Spotify to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. We are at Bandwagons Podcast on all social medias, and you can find out more about us and our live shows at bandwagonspodcast.com.
Bandwagonspodcast.com. That's it.
What are we doing for Patreon this week?
We're doing the Kardashian, something like that. We're either due like a
is it off the wagon
or a movie club or something. I feel like
I think we're going to talk about the Kardashian reunion and then we're open to other subjects.
We might
get locked. This will be the first time we'll be able to get locked in person in a while if we wanted to.
I don't know if I'm going to be there in person, but
selfish. Okay.
Maybe we'll keep
we'll figure it out.
Off the wagon till next week and I'll do it in person next week.
Great. We will talk about the Kardashian reunion and we'll talk about
Do tarot this week or something as well. I just keep forgetting, but I have my stuff.
Right, pick a day and I'll post about it on
Wednesday.
Patreon and let people know.
Wednesday. Wednesday. This Wednesday.
Wednesday night. If you're not in the close friends,
do you know what I found out
in.
Yesterday?
What?
I am a medium for geopathic stress points. I can channel them.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I can channel them. If I have the...
Is that why I'm stressed? All the time?
You might, yeah. If your desk or if your bed are over a geopathic stress point, you might want to move them. You might want to think about feng shuiing. I can get some rods and I'll test your house out for you.
Feng shui and renting in Dublin are two phrases that don't belong in the same sentence. Well, whatever the fuck you're saying, geopathic...
stress.
Homophobic stress points. I can't do anything. I can't do anything about it.
Anyway, yeah, it's a newfound talent, guys. Watch this space.
Really looking forward to that. Anyway, yeah, that's it. You can get all that bonus content on patreon.com/bandwagons for the low price of €5 a month.
Yes.
Excellent. We'll see you next week, guys.
Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.